Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. We're your happy hosts, Amy and Madeline, best friends who work hard and hustle harder. We believe to be happy and healthy in your work, you need to be happy and healthy in your life.
We combine health, well-being and business with a fresh perspective to share the stories of normal people with inspiring lives. From leading entrepreneurs to athletes, models and artists, together we delve deep into their journey to success to find out why health and well-being is at the core of their philosophy.
Whether you're looking for advice and guidance for leading your best life, an engaging, easy-to-digest pep talk, or a boost of healthy enthusiasm to fuel your health and wellness goals, the Healthy Hustlers podcast is your go-to for kicking ass in work and play.
Born and bred in Melbourne, it doesn't seem overly necessary to give the uber-successful Lola Berry a formal introduction. The nutritionist, regular TV guest, author and owner of Happy Place Smoothie Bar here in Melbourne, Lola quickly gained the attention of Australians when she lost 20 kilograms in just 20 weeks by adopting a paleo-inspired diet. Lola's transformation sparked the release of her first two cookbooks, the 2020 Diet and the 2020 Cookbook. And today, the energetic, happy-go-lucky foodie is the author of 10 incredible books. The queen of the kitchen in our eyes, but some would say Lola has had more than her fair share of backlash and negative criticism over the years. In this interview, Lola speaks about how she deals with the naysayers and despite them, continues to thrive. In line with the release of her 10th book, The Yoga Body, which we must add is absolutely incredible and potentially her best yet, we chat to this laid-back foodie about what it takes to live your truth, how to continue to always run your own race, and what spiritual practices help to keep her grounded.
Lola, welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. We are so excited to have you here today. Let's kick off by hearing about your happy place. Where do you go to unwind and reconnect?
Nature, probably. My favourite word in the entire world is biophilia, which is the healing power of Mother Nature. But you've just said, where's my happy place? And I own a smoothie bar called Happy Place. So I've got to say that too, don't I? Because there's like crystals there. It's amazing. Yeah, it's fun. So yeah, I would say my happy place is anywhere in nature and anywhere that my heart's happy. So that can be here, it can be Los Angeles, it can be New York, it can be Mexico. As long as my heart's happy, that's my happy place.
Oh, I love that so much. And I love your smoothie bar. Seriously. Oh,
you're my
delicious. Now, you're a nutritionist and author of 10 incredible recipe books, including The Yoga Body that has been released this month, a yoga teacher and owner of the smoothie bar Happy Place in South Melbourne. Wowee. Can you give us a little sneak peek into your life so far and share how your journey has unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, I used to not be healthy at all, girls. Like, I was a DJ. My favorite food was giant caramello koalas and lamingtons. And I was like 20 kilos heavier. And then I just look, obviously, I had a crush on a boy. He was my DJ teacher. And I was like, hot damn, I want to look good in the summer in my bikinis. And I just got real healthy. I was so young. I was like, met him at like, fuck, I was being like 19, 18. I was like, stuff this. And, started getting real healthy, and then I was like, whoa, food affects the way you feel. It affects the way you sleep. It affects the kind of happiness level you have, your mood. And so that was kind of like the beginning of it. And then I saw his passion for music, and I was like, I want that passion for something. And that's what kind of kicked off my passion for nutrition and yogas. And yeah, and I mean, as far as the journey, I mean, it's been up and down and a roller coaster, an amazing one that I would never swap for the world. But yeah, so lucky to have it all. I don't know what else I could say. I've got a smoothie bar that came about as a very unexpected journey, but amazing. And yeah, I just feel really lucky to be soaking up, just doing what I love.
I love that you say it's a roller coaster, because you do. You have highs, you have lows. You know, projects go really well. Some projects don't go well at all. And yeah, I love that you're really real about that, to say, hey, I'm on this amazing journey. So while studying your Bachelor of Health Science, you started filming short snippets of your food to post on the internet. This led to you being picked up by a morning TV show, loads of overseas travel and regular spot on The Circle. This must have been such a crazy change compared to your DJ stylist lifestyle you were previously used to. Was this something you had ever considered or thought was even possible?
I mean, I remember saying, I gave my valedictory speech at uni after I did my nutrition degree, and I remember saying, if someone said to me at 18, when I finished year 12, yo, you're going to work in morning TV as a health person, I would probably laugh. And if they said, you're going to write books, I would have been like, I'm not smart enough. There is no way. Like, I didn't think I was smart enough to do a nutrition degree because I'm not an... My brain is an academic. It's very creative and visual, and I would say I'm more, like, intuitively intelligent and emotionally intelligent. I'm not an academic brain, left brain person at all. Like, when I write a book, yeah, I've written 10 books, but man, oh, man, are there typos in them. And, you know, you've got editors and these amazing people that really mop up F-load of mistakes that I absolutely make. So I probably didn't expect it to look this way, but I'm sure if you ask me the same question in 5 years' time, I'd be like, oh, I wouldn't have expected that I'm doing this right now. And it never happens the way that you think it will, but it's pretty awesome when you kind of just trust what feels magic in your heart, you know, and that's probably the way that that's kind of my compass that I come back to.
So when you have an idea and you think, hang on, this might be something that I really want to pursue, what is the trigger for you or the starting point that you say, hey, this really has legs, I'm going to investigate it?
So it's a feeling I get. So the trick with, if you've got an idea or a dream, the trick is like believing in yourself no matter what anybody else says or thinks. And like there's a project I'm doing later in the year and people are like, you're going to fail. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And people said that to me when I first took out my first loan to film my first YouTube video. And it's, to be honest, the magic ingredient to success is actually just believing in yourself and having your own back. And so I think when you live from that place and you go, I've got this. And you know what? If I fail, it's not even a failure. You know, that's freaking cool to me. So yeah, that for me, it's a feeling I get. And I trust in my heart. I get a feeling in my heart. It's not my head. Yeah.
I love that. I think you've just inspired a whole lot of people out there, including myself. Definitely.
Oh, that actually means a lot to me because my goal is to inspire. That's, if you said, what's your mission statement? I'd probably say to inspire. Full stop. Like, no, not in a specific way, not to eat macadamia nuts instead of a Mars bar, but to inspire so that you can live. I think we get so scared about what other people think of us, and it's like, start loving who you are and marching to the beat of your own drum, because otherwise people will take you for a ride and they'll manipulate you and they'll hurt you. Like, oh, no dice. My friend and I have a saying, no Diego, you know. And we actually, this is my roommate and I, we actually call each other Diego for that reason. But yeah, an absolute no Diego when you meet, especially in media, people want to pull you down a notch.
Yeah, definitely.
You were very well known for your 2020 diet, where you lost 20 kilos in 20 weeks from adopting a paleo-style diet. Can you talk us through this period in your life and touch on how you were feeling and what the motivation was behind it?
Yeah, totally. So I'd done a morning TV segment on The Circle, like you were talking about. And I was also working at Param Market at the fruit and organic fruit and veg shop. And so I'd often do my segment and then I'd go and do my shift in the afternoon, because morning TV pays like $300 a pop. Nowadays, it pays nothing. And so you couldn't really live off that. And I was doing a segment once every 2 weeks. Anyway, and I'd done this segment on like being hydrated and like the, you know, basically like kidney health and basically like you want clear wee, like, you know. Anyway, and I remember there was a line in the segment, like, the clearer the wee, the happier you'll be. And I wore a yellow dress because I was like, how funny, I'm talking about wee. I'm a bit of a weirdo like that. Anyway, and this chick walked up to me. I've done the segment. It was lots of fun. I'm stacking capsicums at the Pratt Market after this chick goes, oh, great segment this morning. And I go, oh, thanks, I hope you liked it. And she's like, yeah, you should never wear yellow, though. It makes you look pudgy. And so a lot of those kind of moments where you're just, like, getting kind of, like, knocked down and a bit ripped down. And I thought, far out, mate, like, stuff this. I want to lose. And I only planned on losing 5 kgs just to feel, like, a bit more confident to kind of say F you to the naysayers. And now I will say this, like, I'm very light now. Like, I'm 20 kilos lighter than when I was at that stage. But like working in media more consistently now and shooting all the time and whatnot and working with designers, I mean, there is a little bit of pressure. Like, you know, you have to be able to fit sample sizes, otherwise they won't sponsor you. Like, it's very, it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. But now I've got a much better relationship with food. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I want to indulge, I'll indulge. Mm-hmm. If I want to have a day where I really cleanse and just eat beautiful greens and salads, I'll do that because that's what feels right for me, not for any other, but for me. Yeah. And so I think when you do it for you and you own it for who you are, then I actually think weight falls off because you're definitely doing it out of self-love.
Yeah. Absolutely agree with that. And that is just crazy to think that someone would ever say that to you. My mum always says to me, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I think that's something that I always try to live by, because, you know, you can bring anyone down if you want to, but it's actually only hurting them and making you a worse person. So, yeah, I'm glad that you thought back and you don't listen to those horrible people anymore. So I guess on that topic, you have had your fair share of backlash via social media over the years. How do you handle this? And do you have any tactics to ensure your mental health isn't being impacted?
Awesome question. It's probably my favourite question so far. First of all, yeah, I get slammed more than you would probably know. And now I'm getting slammed in really weird ways. Like, people have been like catfishing me and using my photos on Tinder and really weird shit.
Oh, wow.
like creepy stuff. But I have a therapist. So I have a therapist. I see him once every 2 weeks. He's amazing. But, like, my job's weird. Like, I do get ripped to shreds. I do walk into meetings and there's photos of my head printed out and people rip up things I think are ugly. Like, oh, I've walked into meetings and they've told me where to get Botox. Like, it's full blown. Like, and so I'm so glad I have a therapist, because that's fucking crazy. That is crazy that people can tell you how they believe that you need to look for their own benefit. Literally 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting, and somebody that was representing me, who I love and love working with, was like, your boobs look too big in that dress. And I thought, great, for who? For you? Because they feel fine for me. But it, you know what I mean? Like, you're constantly being, like, judged, and your self-worth is being compromised over and over again. And so for me, like, I feel very confident in saying I see a therapist, because if I don't, like, if I didn't, I would probably be a bit of a mess and probably not value myself and probably not be able to have really honest conversations with the people that are dear to my heart. And as a result now, I have really great relationships with everyone in my life. And I'm not saying it's peaches and cream. Like, I also have really uncomfortable conversations because I want true relationships. But to be honest, I think that if you want to work in the public eye, you probably will need help, because it's so full on. And, you know, the stuff that's like, I've been called a disgrace to the nutrition industry. I bought out a diet plan that had a really controversial name, and there was a hashtag bin the berry with photos of my books in bins. Like, you get slaughtered, and having that kind of like catching mechanism is so powerful that I can just smile at like the naysayers and the haters. Because often, like you said, it's like when someone pays you out, it's like them drinking the poison themselves that they want you to have.
Yeah,
like,
that's so true.
It's like what your mum said. Like, you know, something I say, it's a beautiful way to live, but not that many people live that way. And so I would say having a therapist is something that I'm actually really proud of.
Awesome. That's so good. And I'm so glad that you share that so openly, because I think people can get really frightened of like, oh, you know, I need help. I'm not, you know, I'm not coping, or that's not necessary. But it really is. Like, these people are professionals for a reason, and they are there to help us. So that's amazing that you speak about it so openly. So thank you for sharing that. As we mentioned, you are now the author of 10 cookbooks, including The Beautiful, The Yoga Body, which is released this month. Your recipe books take a very holistic approach with wholesome real food recipes, detoxes, mental health exercises, and so much more. Why did you first start to make this change from, I guess, your previous approach of a more diet focus? Do you think having a holistic view has contributed to your success?
So I've created this book, The Yoga Body, because it's my passion. I love yoga. I teach yogas. I live yogas. I do yogas most days, although not today because I got a cold, and it's really, if anyone knows, it's really hard to do yoga with a blocked nose. Not fun. The reason why now I talk to like mental health and spirituality and, you know, crystals and kind of the hippier things is because health isn't just what you put into your mouth. It's not just exercising and calories in and calories out. Health is having a network of people that can help you. Health is having maybe a healer-y psychologist kind of person. Health is making time for your spiritual health. Health is meditating. Health is hanging out with your best mate. You know what I mean? And health is actually just being the best version of yourself. So I think that if I didn't tap into this more holistic side, I'll be doing a disservice to my whole message, which is to be the best that you can be. And I think that actually the diet is a very small part of that picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And to be honest, I am a huge fan of the Happy Cookbook. I literally use it twice, three times a week. And my fiance did say thank you to you for all the delicious meals I'm now able to cook him.
And you said now you do sweet things and you weren't a sweet girl.
I do. So I used to just avoid sweets. I was like, I'm a savory girl, I can make savory. And now I literally, for all the family things, they're like, oh, Maddie, you can bring the sweets. So I get out the Happy Cookbook.
What's your favourite sweet to make?
I love the passion fruit and vanilla raw cheesecake.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is insane. But I must say, the yoga body, wow, that really, really blew me away. I honestly did not think that anything would ever be able to top the Happy Cookbook. And I was like, in awe when I was reading this, I was like, this is insane. So congratulations. And I, highly recommend everyone to go and grab a copy because it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much. It means loads to me.
That's really nice. I'm actually going to go away from the questions here a little bit. I'd love you to tell us about your spiritual practice. What do you believe? And
Totally. Okay, so for me, spiritual practice is stop living up here in your head and start living from your heart. We've got like the brain, the mind brain, the heart brain, and the intuition, the gut brain. And I love the gut brain because that's that, you'll meet someone, you'll get that feeling where you're like, oh, I want to be around them more, or, oh, they're a bit of a dingo. You get that's the intuition. Like, I love living from that. And that's actually what's probably got me through the last few months of like, everyone knows on my socials and stuff, but like at the end of last year, I went through a really yucky breakup, and it was my heart and gut that got me to man up and walk away from this uncomfortable situation. And he was a beautiful guy, it just was the wrong fit, you know, and that was all heart. And I broke up with him, still fully in love with him. And it was a really cool, it was hard, but it was a really cool experience. And to me, that was quite a spiritual experience because I was like, I deserve a fuckload more than this, but it's really hard. And I was seeing when I spoke a bit about it, women would come up to me like in cafes, like crying, going, you've changed my life. And I'm like, really? And all I shared was my hard experience. I tried to keep it quite personal because I don't like dragging anyone or hurting other people, especially with social media and whatnot being so everything's available.
Yeah.
So spiritual practice for me, yes, yoga is definitely a part of that. Crystals are massive for me. I'm a big, and it's a full moon tomorrow night, girls. I don't know when this comes out, but you know, there's a full moon every month, so don't sweat.
I never sleep, so I need to prepare myself.
I know, because I was falling asleep last night. I was like, I can tell the full moon is coming, I'm not sleeping properly. So I really tap into the moon. So like I'll do, like today, if I get some time, I'll research it because I like to do a post around the full moon. Yeah, I think there's always cool things to kind of like tap into your spirituality, but I think for me mainly it's probably yoga, crystals, a little bit of meditation. I like to meditate. I'm trained in Vedic meditation. The 5-day course I've done. But I mean, if I drop my meditation practice, which I often do, I'll get to yin. Yin yoga is a really good way for me to tap into that form of slowing down, and being out in nature to me is very spiritual. But the main trick, if you're just like, this is all too airy-fairy Eckhart Tolle for me, start living from your heart. Like the moment you go with what feels right and like get out of here, anything is possible. And all the worry, the anxiety, all that limiting stuff is brain. So coming back to your heart. And like I would say I have really great relationships with all my exes because I totally still love them. Like in a very platonic way, might I say, because I come back to my heart. I don't give a bad if they fucked me over anymore because I know that normally when people do that, it's their own shit. It's actually not a reflection of you.
And everybody's doing the best that they can at that time, aren't they?
Yeah, totally.
I love that it seems as though your spirituality is very universal. You've got lots of different avenues to tap into it. And since Maddie and I started our spiritual journey, I think our lives have changed. And it's exactly that now, living from our heart and not our head. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You have your challenges when you're starting a new little venture, and there's always people that are like, don't give you much support. Or I guess social media has definitely been a very funny one, probably for me personally, since we've started the Healthy Hustlers, because you share so much on your channel about what you're doing, and you see all the people that are looking at your stories, but then they're not following along on the Healthy Hustlers. And I really had to step back from that and think, Maddie, don't let that get to you. But you can so easily let those little things eat up at you and you think, oh, why aren't they happy for me? Or
because they're jealous mofos, yeah. That's why. People get jealous, especially in Australia. Tall poppy is like a massive thing.
Yeah, no, totally. And so I think for us, it has been really just believing so much in ourselves, and we know what we're doing is so right and feels so right. And so thank you for sharing that. It's beautiful.
Oh, dude, so welcome.
You're an advocate for eating real food, something that unfortunately isn't that common for a lot of Australians. What are your main concerns around people's health when it comes to food, and what advice would you give someone who is just embarking on their health and wellness journey?
Well, if you're just embarking, try to tap into intuition and how things make you feel. Because like what works for my body may not work for the next person's body. I think we're all obviously very unique. So really try to like give yourself that little window of time after you eat something. Like, I'm obsessed with Brussels sprouts. They're my favourite vegetable in the world. But if I eat too many of them, I feel so sick. Yeah. And I keep saying to my roommate, Diego, stop letting me eat Brussels sprouts. She's like, but you love them. I'm like, I know I love them, but I feel so sick. Like, they're obviously like too full on for my gut. And I was sitting down, I'm like, oh, I could buy some Brussels. Don't buy Brussels. So you got to tap into what suits your body and what makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good. As far as Australians and food and eating habits, I mean, it's a real, like, you can pick up any health book, just eat real food. Yeah. David Gillespie is one of my food heroes. He's got all the books about just eat real food. Mm-hmm. Like, get the crap out, less packet food, real mm-hmm. food. You want a superfood, eat a boiled egg. I nearly dropped the mic. Everyone's wondering what just happened then, and there's no visual to go with this, obviously. I got a bit excited with my hands. I knocked the mic. But yeah, just eat real food, you know what I mean? Like, I think we attach ourselves to all these crazy superfoods that probably cost a bomb. Just, like, simplify it.
Totally. Food. I know, it's crazy, though, to see some people's trolleys. I'm obsessed with that. It's, like, my thing when I go to the supermarket every Sunday. I just obsessed with looking in people's trolleys. But it scares me. People actually think they're buying healthy food. And you look on the back of the packaging, and it's just full of absolute crap. So, yeah, real food, guys. Eat veggies.
Yeah, but, like, also if you do want a treat as well, drop the guilt, mate. I think I said this in the other podcast. I went out Friday night and I had a few drinks, so I was a little bit dusty on Saturday. If I'm honest, I probably overindulged that day, but I really enjoyed it mindfully. And then the next day I was like, I want to be really clean today, and I had my veggies and my salads and my green juices, and I felt fantastic mm-hmm. come Monday. So don't beat yourself up if you do fall off the wagon. We all do. I'm a nutritionist, mate. I fall off the wagon all the time.
I love that Maddie has one of the cleanest diets that I know in our friendship group, but she also really loves hot chips and gravy. So
yum.
Like really badly.
Yeah, I'm a sweet girl. I'll always go like a cupcake or a caramel and koala.
You still love your caramellos.
I think the giant ones taste better than the little ones. That's my theory.
So we now have a few of our favourite questions before we wrap up. What is your number one health tip?
Actually, to love who you are. If you don't love who you are, you're not going to nourish yourself properly and put yourself first. You can't go on a diet to look good for a boy. I know I did this for the DJ guy I had a crush on when I was younger, but you can't do it. It's not sustainable. You have to love who you are, and you have to do it because you like yourself. And when you do it for that reason, you kind of own it. Like, whenever I go out for dinner, I'm like, yeah, I'm the gluten-free girl. I don't care. I don't want to feel sick the next day, so I don't have any problem saying that. It's because I love who I am. So I think the number one goal is, like, love who you are. Own it.
Everything else will unfold in your life when you do, won't it?
Yeah.
What is one thing that we can all do to bring more balance into our lives to make the hustle healthy?
I'd probably say yoga, because with yoga, you can, and if you do a vinyasa or power class, it's still quite strong and pitta, but it balances you out a little bit, and it kind of brings that gentleness. Or buy a crystal. I'm down for everyone having crystals. I think crystals are great.
I have two crystals, but I still don't really know what they do for me. I need to do a little bit more research. What are they called? Oh, I think I have one in my bag. I think one might be an amethyst.
I've got one in my bag too. We should compare.
Now we would like to know, what advice would you give to your younger self?
100% love who you are. Because when, especially in the dating game, when you date guys that don't actually like who they are or insecure, they kind of take it out on you, and it really F's with you. I know you guys would know this. Like, think about the first few, like, frogs you had to kill, toads you had to kiss before you found the good one.
I had a few.
Yeah, right, and they were dicks. So, and I'm sure, like, if there's boys listening to this, girls can be absolute wallies as well. But I think if we knew when we were younger, that's their shit. That's not my shit. And that's okay. And it's okay that they don't have their shit together yet. That's fine too. You'd probably be able to navigate life a little bit better. So, yeah, I think, like, again, it'd just be like, just love who you are.
Yeah, I love that advice so much because it's so true. The more you go on, you see it in friendships, in colleagues, in relationships, all of that. When people, I guess, take that out on you, it's like they've got their own shit going on, and you really need to kind of step back and not take it personally. So, amen, sister.
Big time.
And finally, Lola, what does a day on your plate look like?
Changes all the time, but generally a smoothie in the morning. And because I've got Happy Place, I'm obsessed with the black detox, which is the activated charcoal one.
Ooh,
it's delish, and it's fructose friendly as well. It's really nice. Then some days Snickers. I love the Snickers smoothie and the salted caramel as well. Then I probably, like, I do have a sweet too, so I'll have something kind of like raw, like a raw ball or something in the mid-morning. Lunchtime, some kind of salad, like quinoa salad, sweet potato, avo. Dinner is generally protein and veggies, like that's my standard go-to. So it's either like eggs and a salad, or it'll be like salmon and avo, or it'll be like, I mean, if I'm really exhausted, I still will have tin tuna, like tin of tuna, zucchini noodles, olive oil, avocado, cherry toms, like probably my dinner tonight, you know. So, and then I'm obsessed with Pumpy Jackson, which is like really healthy chocolate, and so my mate Charlie owns it, and so I'll have like Pumpy Jackson and berries after dinner for dessert. Yeah, it's pretty easy, simple.
So delicious.
I'm coming to your house for dinner.
Yeah,
so
anytime.
So if we go to Happy Place after this, what smoothie are we getting?
I'm probably going to go the black detox. I've been sick, okay. So I want to feel good.
Awesome. We might take your lead.
Yeah, do it.
We just want to thank you so much, Lola. We ourselves got so much out of that interview. I can't believe how open and honest you are. You took me by surprise, and I think that that's where the gold is, when you really are just yourself, and our listeners would have taken so much out of that. So thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Let's do it again.
Trust me, we'll be hitting you up.
We'd love to hear your feedback and the guest that you would like to hear from. So please feel free to send us a direct message via our Instagram page at The Healthy Hustlers. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review and subscribe so you can keep up to date with our new episodes each week. For a dose of weekly happy, healthy news, you can subscribe to our newsletter via our website at thehealthyhustlers.com. Until next week, make sure that you're investing in yourself to keep the hustle healthy.